tātou katoa, mālo e lele. Welcome to Well with Anahila. I'm Anahila Kanongata Suisuiki. I am the Labour List Member of Parliament based in Papakura in Tāmaki. This is the first program of many, we hope. It is a program about, actually, what do women do for wellness in their area? What do women do contribute to their wellness? And this evening we have got Maria Williams-Meredith. Maria Williams-Meredith is the local board member for Maunga Kiakia Tāmaki subdivision. She is employed by the University of Auckland to assist new start students with their foundation into their venture into university. Maria is also married to Eugene Meredith. She's a Catholic and she is a mother of four, or maybe five if you count the dog. And Maria lives in Glen Innes. So we're just going to have a talanoa or kōrero with Maria about what's happening in her community. Maria, welcome to Well with Anahila, and it is the first show. So welcome, Maria. We just want to have a talanoa conversation about what's happening in Glen Innes.
Okay, kia ora Anahila, and kia ora to all our listeners. Well, where do I start? So I thought maybe I'll just give you a little bit of background about the kind of things I do in the community. Mm-hmm. So I'm a member of our local Catholic church in the community. Mm-hmm. I am just recently been appointed as the community liaison committee chair for the Tāmaki Regeneration Company. Mm-hmm. And that's just providing a local community voice, working together with an organisation that look after all the housing tenants in the community, in particular Glen Innes, Point England and parts of Pam Ewer.
So let's just get this right, Maria, so our listeners will know. So you work at the University of Auckland. You're also an elected member in terms of the local board in Tāmaki. Mm-hmm. You have been, you've got a leadership role in your church, the Catholic Church, in your area. And in terms of that role, you are also the person to liaise with the Tāmaki
Regeneration
company. Yes. Is that as part of your church role?
No, it's just as it's kind of a combination of being a resident living in Glen Innes. It sort of was born out of being a being part of a Tāmaki residence network. Mm-hmm. And then I was the kind of like appointed there as the Pacific rep for the community. Mm-hmm. And then most recently we had an AGM and an election and was appointed the chair. So what we do is we bring issues that are happening in the community, share it across the table and work together with TRC to try and find good solutions, or where different agencies are working in collaboration to make things better for people that live out in the good community of Glen Innes. Mm-hmm. And in other parts of Tāmaki.
Oh, thanks, Maria. So you said that you were the Pacific rep. So our listeners may not know you. So could you share what that is?
Okay. Well, that's a good point. Look at this, as if I don't have a life in the 24 hours. Basically what happened was the community liaison committee came out of the a response to the Tāmaki Regeneration Project. Mm-hmm. So the housing projects were happening and there was some discontent from obviously the tenants. Mm. And along with the people, the homeowners out there. And so somehow they formed this particular group, and it was really to try and assist people go through that process of change and uncertainty within the community. Because you can imagine with a regeneration program, they're demolishing houses, building new houses, and it requires people to shift around. So there was a lot of unhappiness, but I think over time we can see the fruits of this housing project as it's being rolled out, that people are getting warmer, healthier homes, people are settling in, and of course, there's issues around you know, having to move schools and move out of the community and move back into the community. So I think by bringing our voices to the table, we were able to represent different sectors. So I was from the Pacific Rep with another colleague, resident from the community. There are different people that represent the marae.
So, Maria,
for example, yes.
Yeah, in your involvement, yes. So you were involved from the beginning till now, and you spoke about people wanting warm, healthier homes.
Yes.
How have you seen your involvement add value to what the people are wanting? Are you getting, in terms of the role of the council, the committee?
Yes.
What sort of are people happy with where things are now?
I think people are beginning to. We've gone from, you always get chaos when there's disruption at the beginning, but over time I can see people settling in, families are much more happier with the homes that they're living in particular larger families. And I think just with the upheaval in the community, you can see that the properties that are being built around, in and around, which is a mixture of this tenants, the TRC, which used to be the Housing New Zealand. So TRC is kind of like the landlord in the community, mixed with private as well as homeowners in the community. So yeah. I think...
Is that something that the community had wanted?
No.
Okay, all right.
No, I think this is all part of, you see, we're...
As a way forward.
Yes.
Is the views of the community, because you're the one representing them, are they reflected in the design of what the community's beginning to look like?
Yep, I think so. I think we can't really see the fruits of the labour just yet.
Yeah,
because the TRC are working on placemaking in the community. Mm. But I think you have to kind of think a bit more broadly than placemaking. It's not just placemaking. It's also the people make the places.
Yeah.
So,
Okay, you know, we'll come back with these people. So just by listening to your talanoa, you are very busy. So the program here is about, you know, women's wellness. It's called Well with Anahila. So what do you do to, in your day, to contribute to your wellness? What do you do?
Well, that's a really good question. After I wake up. I think the most common thing, and I'll just talk about some of them, I think the most... the thing that keeps me grounded is having a bit of spiritual connection and direction in terms of my own spiritual sort of beliefs as well. I find that really a good way to ground myself. In particular...
So you're a practicing Catholic. Is
that, yes.
When you say spiritual, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah. And I think it's not just the spiritual aspect. Mm. I think it's, you know, as a woman, you know... And being Pacific as well, it's about surrounding yourself by, good support such as your family and friends. So I've got a good network of friends, but I also keep my family close. And I think probably the recipe for having surviving is having a good husband that's put up with me.
Okay, so that's fair. Because most people will say, like you've just said, you know, having good supports around you, family, and a supportive husband. But what does that look like?
I think for me, part of my wellness is trying to organize myself. And so I have a very detailed diary that I have. I've got two phones here.
So you have two phones, you've got a detailed diary.
Yes.
So when those things are in line, that contributes to your wellness.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're saying your husband's quite supportive. What does that look like? Because, you know, we want to talk about what the details in terms of how do you keep yourself well.
Yes.
And if we just talk about what it is and not knowing what it is, then let's see it. What does it look like?
I think for me personally, I mean, I would normally get up early in the morning and go off to the Glen Innes Pools for a bit of therapy and do water walking. Mm. Obviously, there's walking the dog on our new Tamaki path that the council's invested a lot of money in. And just being exposed to outdoors, seeing the sea and having that connection, I think it just adds value to your own kind of outlook on life, to take those moments to enjoy nature.
Yeah.
And appreciate a wee bit more, making use of your local community facilities, which are just down the road. The other thing I love doing is getting massages every now and then. So just booking it with somebody local down. I don't think we've got one in Glenin, so I might have to go to Pamua or a little bit further. But I find it's something that I've grown up with. My Tongan mother was always massaging me and taking the kinks out of my back or of my neck. And I found that really therapeutic, because it all adds to your overall well-being. But Mum's getting on into her 80s, so I can't really rely on her, so I have to go pay for it.
Well, sometimes, you know, we don't appreciate what we have until we don't have it. But I want to take back, because your role in terms of the local board, it sometimes bores people to, you know, boredom when you're talking about pathways and council properties and whatnot. But actually, in your taranoa just now, you've talked about it, council facilities. So you go and do a pool therapeutic something at the pool, which something that the council has a part in. You went for a walk on the new walkway. So, and other council facilities, because, see, that's the thing in terms of the council. Most people don't connect the well-being of a community with what the council does. If you could probably talk about a recent, so the walkway is quite recent. If you can probably talk about how that came about.
I think it's all part of their pathways project. So I think the council were looking at trying to connect different routes across Auckland. And so the idea was the pathway is to come through Howick, Pickering away and into Pemuer and connect it over to around Glen Innes. And the beauty about that is that the coastal walkway that runs from Pemuer, Dunkirk, all the way through, and it wraps around the coast all the way up to where I live, near the horse paddock, which is Waiotaiki Bay.
So was there consultation with the community about those things?
Yes. Generally, there's public consultation with any changes, and they put out notifications and invite people to do submission. So the community is well informed, and they have the opportunity to have an input.
Because most people don't, when you see a community consultation, they just, I'm not sure how seriously they take that into account, that pathway or the way the swimming pool looks, or whether that will have an impact on how they feel
in their
well-being. But actually it does, it does. And I think people like you, so in terms of the Tamaki regeneration, people like you who have been chosen by the community to represent their views in terms of the Pacific, it's actually important that they tell you what they want, so that you could actually add that to any taranoa that you have with those people who are needing to know community consultation. Is there anything else that you're involved in Tamaki?
I do belong to the Pacifica Tamaki Women's Branch, and some of the key things that we're being involved in is encouraging more women to do breast screening. There's a mobile van that is positioned in the community. Every so often, where women can rock up between, is it the 20 and 65, the ages, for breast screening, and they can just go up to the mobile van and get themselves screened. We've got our local doctors at East Tamaki Healthcare that provides a lot of services, which include courses on eating more healthy, for example.
Go back to Pacifica?
Yes.
Pacifica Women. Most people, I'm not sure whether people are aware of what is that group, and I think it'll be good for our listeners to know what's the group about, and if they can join, and when do the group meet? Yeah, because it's part of our Talanoa. Is actually through your Talanoa, you've talked about the groups that you belong to, and how did you bring about the mobile screening to Tāmaki?
Yes.
Yeah, so you said that you're a part of the Pacifica Women. Can you share a bit about, I know and that you know, but I'm not sure whether our listeners know what that is.
Okay. So the Pacifica Women is a national organisation across New Zealand. It's almost the equivalent or sister branch, equivalent to the Māori Women's Welfare League.
Māori Women's Welfare League.
So
yeah.
It came about, it was born in the, established in the 1970s by this woman.
Yeah, it'll come to me.
It'll come to me too. Ooh, I've been naughty.
So I know it was in the 70s, and can anybody join? So the
yes.
So I'm part of Pacifica Manukau, and I know that you're part of Pacifica Tāmaki. So for the women in the Tāmaki area, how can they join the group?
Yeah.
And if you were saying, why are you part of Pacifica? Just so that our listeners.
Okay. Well, the reason why I'm part of Pacifica, it was just by sheer accident.
Yeah.
I bumped into Josephine Bartley at the Pacifica Festival, who was handing out brochures. And at the time...
So you're talking about, is that Councillor
Josephine Bartley.
Yep.
And she was handing out brochures. And at the time, she was trying to recruit members to establish a new branch.
Mm.
And this is back in 2006, I think.
Mm.
And so she established it, and I was one of the founding members, and Josephine set it up, and basically it's a group that meet several times a year, and we meet to focus activities or discussions around Pacific women's issues.
Yeah.
So we're quite big into supporting. We had a breast screening campaign that we brought into the community. We've done pamper days, all sorts of different things, but it's open to any woman in the Tāmaki community who are Pacific ancestry, and they're welcome to come. And in fact, on Saturday the 27th of April at 9:30 a.m. we're having our AGM, annual general meeting.
Okay. Yeah.
That'll be held at the Dunkirk Activity Centre, which is located in Pamir. So people are welcome. We're
what
having
time?
A breakfast 9:30.
Okay.
9:30 a.m. And we should be finishing by, I think, by 11. So it's an opportunity for us to not just go by ourselves, but bring a friend.
Mm.
But through that network for Pacifica, our group has been involved in politics, campaigning for changes, for anything relating to Pacific, or just getting involved in anything that we enthusiastic about. But it's all about trying to advocate for Pacific women and families and make things better. So
so if I'm really shy but I like what I'm hearing,
yes,
how do I have to know someone in the group to join, or?
Oh no, on that day you can just rock up on Saturday the 27th of April and join us at the at our AGM, because we're going to open it up with a breakfast, and we welcome anyone to come, and you can just sit and listen, or if you're welcome to ask any questions, but we'll have a small group of us that will be there to sort of offer you and support you.
Okay. Oh, that's great. So that's the Pacific Women. And in terms of bringing in the mobile breast screening bus, why did you think that was a good idea?
I think at the time, a contract was secured through the Ministry of Health at the time, and they were advocating for, because there's how many branches around New Zealand, but within Auckland they were advocating for groups to step forward and help promote breast screening, because we have a high number of women that do have breast cancer, and so it was just trying to raise awareness. But more importantly, I think if I recall the time we bought in the mobile bus, it was the first time my mother had, she was in her 70s, had actually gone to get the screening done, and she was so fearful of getting it done, and I encouraged her to go, and I said, don't be afraid, and I'm right outside the door, so, you know, just go. And if I hadn't taken her, she would never have thought to go herself, but it's the very fact of going out to pick her up, take her all the way there, talk to her, and try and calm her down before she went in. And needless to say, when she went in, came out, typical mother's going, oh my goodness, that's the last time. But this is what I mean is that,
it was her first time, she's in her 70s, said that it's the last time.
She just said, oh, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was.
Oh,
and I think
maybe we should have your mum here next week to encourage people so it wasn't that bad.
She said it wasn't that bad, and I said to her, mum, why have you left it for so long? And I think there's the element of whakama, being embarrassed about having to go and, you know, reveal parts of your body that you normally wouldn't reveal. And the fact was that the nurses were female.
Women as well.
Yeah. And she felt quite comfortable because her local GP's are male.
Oh, maybe it's a good idea that if you're listening, or the listeners out there, that you can get a mobile bus come out to your community. And I'm not sure whether Maria has the details, but Maria can just maybe give our listeners your number and they can call you. If so, those of you that live in Tamaki, if you want to join the Pacifica Tamaki branch. Maria, can we have your phone number so they're able to do that?
Yes, you're welcome to call or text me on 021-051-6908.
Yeah. And can we hear that again, please, Maria?
So my mobile number, it's Maria Merida, 021-051-6908.
So, Maria, we've got about 6 minutes left before our Talanoa is finished. You spoke in the beginning, you talk about your husband like being your number one support, and in the last 20 minutes we haven't really heard from you about
the husband.
The husband. With your busyness, so we can gauge from your diary, from your two phones and your diary, that you are very programmed, and you've got that's your process in terms of handling your business, and that you're part of a women's group, the Pacifica. Is there any, your church group, you're part of the church group, you get your spiritual guidance and just support from your family, to attend church as well?
Yes, I mean, we do, and within my own family, we do belong to different denominations, but it's so funny, I don't go to my mother's church, but we're always cooking or going around to help them with their church events.
So your mum's not in the same church as
No.
So she has her own church events, and then you'll go along and support her?
Yes. We get roped into. So we're quite used to feeding a couple of hundred people. I love it because you get to meet different people from different parts of Auckland.
Okay. So in terms of your wellness, anything else? Music? Is music part of your well program?
Oh, it surely is. The kids always tell me to shut my YouTube down or something like that, because I'm forever listening to The Voice on YouTube or singing something. And the, you know, when it gets a bit too loud, the kids have to come and shut my bedroom door. So I love dancing. I just absolutely love dancing as a form of wellness, but also a little bit of fitness. And I love, you know, singing just to myself and not out in public. And every now and then I've gone out with friends and done karaoke. And that has been really entertaining. But I find music really therapeutic, a little bit like your spiritual connection. It's, you know, a form of release for your mind and your body to do something a little bit different.
If we look at your typical week, are you full-time at university?
No, I work there part-time, and that's how I balance it off with the local board job, which is also part-time.
So yes. you're at the university, could be at university in a week. So a typical week would be at university. You're at the community carrying out your service in terms of your local board role. You could be at church, in the Catholic church, with your family, and you're talking about your husband and children. And then you could be at your mother's church. Yes. She's Tongan, so I take it that hers is a Tongan church.
Yes.
And you could be at her church as well. And we could find you in a Pacifica meeting with Pacific women, talking about Pacific wellness and just being together with Pacific women. Mm. Or we could find you walking a dog on the nice walkway that the council has provided. So all these things are saying that you are well connected into your community, and that's what your typical day is, really, with some great singing that your kids don't appreciate. But, yeah. So is there anything else that you do?
Oh, no. I thought just touching on my husband. We've been married for 34 years. So
34 years.
I'm Tongan and he's Samoan, but we're both New Zealand born. Mm-hmm. So it's quite interesting, the dynamics between us, because it's, you know, we agree on some things and disagree on things, but we find a way to work through it.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's very supportive of the things that I do, and mm-hmm. he keeps pushing me just to keep going, dear, and earn more money. So, it has been a challenge. I mean, currently all our four children live at home. We've got the last one at school. Yep. And, so we're looking forward to him finishing school, and our youngest, Ezra, will hopefully get a scholarship to be educated up in the States.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
So we're organising his paperwork so he can get a scholarship up there and go to university up in America.
Oh, wow. Yeah, all the best to Ezra.
Yes.
Yeah, all the best to Ezra with his studies overseas into the great big United States of America. Mm. Yeah, well, it's been fun talking with you, Maria.
Thank you.
I'm sure our listeners, this is actually what the flavor of the program is, just a conversation about what do you do for wellness, and in that conversation we tie it up to your role in the council that most of us don't appreciate, walking on a nice footpath or going into a swimming pool facilities that's there for the community, or any other facilities in the community. Yeah, so yeah, that's really to the listeners out there, or hopefully there's more than your husband listening to us, Maria, today. yeah, this is the Well with Anahila program. It's talking about mainly in the areas of Papakura and Tāmaki, about what women do in their area for wellness. So we hope next week that we will bring you another woman, we've started with Tāmaki. We might go to Papakura and come back to Tāmaki, but definitely we will be hearing from women in terms of what they do in their community, and it could be anything that they do. We've heard from Maria, since she's spoken about what she does in her community, and if you do see Maria out there, yeah, have a conversation and give her some feedback on how you'd like Tāmaki to look like, and that she would be, as you've met her now, to be free to speak about that. Any last words, Maria?
Nope, just encourage people to think about coming along to the Pacifica Tāmaki AGM on the 27th of April at 9:30 at Dunkirk Activity Centre.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I just want to encourage all women out there to keep being well, seek the help that you need, and don't be shy to ask for help.
Thank you. I think we'll end on that note. Don't be shy to ask for help. And if you can start that by coming to the AGM, the Tāmaki AGM, like Maria has just talked about, and just have, even just to have breakfast and to say hello to the Pacific women of Tāmaki. That was it today. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back. This is the weekly Well with Anahila Talanoa Kōrero conversation with women, what they do in their local areas, their very local community, in particular to Papakura and Tāmaki, but we might decide to step out of our areas now and then. Wishing you a very great evening. Enjoy the rest of your week. That was from us. Thank you for listening. Ka mau mea.